The fact is that when somewhere around 2040, you can haggle over the date by a few years, if we don't change the program, there will only be enough money for about 70% of the current benefits. Now, whatever people are going to call in 2040, suddenly having their benefits cut by 30% overnight, you can call it a crisis or not, but it's going to be something that politically will be unacceptable to the American public.
That's not actually your best argument, though, because the way I talk about it is that 2040 is just the sort of trust fund date, and the truth is the date to focus on is a decade away, around 2018, when the program begins to pay out more in benefits than it does take in payroll taxes. That's the time when we start to add big amounts of annual red ink, just servicing the current plans under the program. And Democrats have to realize that if they want to insure the uninsured, do something about the working poor, do something about schools for poor kids, all of which I believe will take some federal money, there's not going to be any unless we figure out how to square the aging of the baby boomers and funding their needs, which we have to, and no question, with the unmet needs of the non-elderly, which is still...
And of course, when you combine it with what's happening to Medicare and Medicaid expenses, as they go up and up, we're going to have to be funding those problems as well as the problem in Social Security shortfalls.
Which is why, just paradoxically, the only person, Democrats should be trying to broaden the debate that way, and the only person who's trying to take it that way is Bill Thomas,